Thank you so much to Dr. Ira and Arlene Schwartz for dedicating this week's learning memory of Golda Basar Bisol Alter. And Hashem Hashem, tremendous study in Shemaim Be'ez Hashem. To start off the week of the Erev, nice, it's Mamish, it's Hanukkah, but it's also Erev Siyam Hashas. I thought it would be nice to quote some Torah from the city of Lublin. Page one is a Torah from Rav Tzadok, but before we get to the Rav Tzadok, let's say a Torah from Rav Meir Shapiro. Gemara tells us on Shabbos, famous question, my Hanukkah. What's Hanukkah? Very interesting question. And the Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanan, and the whole thing about the Hapach Shemin. But Rav Meir Shapiro, it's brought down in his firm, says, my Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah? The Tana Rabbanan. What's Hanukkah? The learning Torah. The whole Indian of the Yavanim, they wanted us to Hashkicham Torah Secha. So the fact, Maisa, that the Siyam HaShas is happening a day or two right after finishing Hanukkah, it's not Stam. That's what Rabbi Meir Shapiro. I didn't even know Meir Shapiro, 46 years old. Can you imagine? He died 46. And how much one idea was life changing for the whole Klal Yisrael. So Mamish, I think it's such a shkacha. I said, my Hanukkah to Tana Rabbanan. I didn't plan on saying that Torah, but I saw over here my Hanukkah. I said, oh, Meir Shapiro, Baruch Hashem. So another great rabbi from Lublin, probably a few years before Rav Meir Shapiro. I'd say probably 30 or 40 years. He died in 1900. Rav Tzadok HaKohen. So Tzadok says on page one, he writes in his sefer called Pri Tzadok, his sefer ala Torah. We know Rav Tzadok wasn't always, came from the Hasidic lineage, but he came over a little bit from when he met the Ishbitzer, and the Ishbitzer brought him, he converted him, as they say. So he writes a beautiful Torah on the Pasuk, V'tavach tevach v'hachin. Right, that Pasuk is the Pasuk where it's brought down when they finally, the brothers came back with Binyamin. It says that they prepared and they slaughtered and they had a meal with Yosef. Parenthetically, the Rishonim say that those words, I forgot which Rishonim, one of the Rishonim in the back of the Gemara, says that the words V'tavach tevach v'hachin, it's a remes to Chanukah. Because every year Shabbos Mikitz falls out. Mikitz is always Shabbos Chanukah, for the most part, 99%. Once in a blue moon, Taka, Vayisha will be, but usually Mikitz is. So, one of the Rishonim in the back of the Gemara. So he says, what's going on in this pasuk? So he quotes the Medrash. And the Medrash says, Ve'ein ha-hachin, third line down, Ve'ein ha-hachin el Shabbos. Anytime you see the word hachin, hachana, refers to Shabbos. And it says of Tzaruk, what's going on over here? What was so special about this meal, this Suda, which we know Chazal Rashi says that the brothers didn't even have wine from now on up until right now. The Shabbos, Tachlis, Maaseh, Shemayim, Va'aretz. The whole Tachlis of Shabbos, the whole Indian of Shabbos is to be able to bring Shemayim and Arts together, land and earth together. Shemitchilas Habriya Hayagam Yitzahara. Beginning of time, there was the Yitzahara. What happens the whole week? Remember, we could be so busy with our Artsias, we could be so busy with the physicality. Come Shabbos Kodesh, a person is able to be able to turn this machine off and lift himself up a little bit. Spiritually lift himself up, right? The whole Indian of Yavon, the whole Tachlis of Yavon wants to say, ah, there's no such thing as Kedusha. Torah is Torah, just like Aristotle. You guys learn history, you learn the Bible. We it's the same thing. And that's the whole Indian when they started to explain the Gemara in Greek. What was the whole Indian they started to translate the Torah to Greek? It was saying that the Torah, there's no Kedusha to the Torah, and he said something wild here on the bottom line. Usuda Shabbos, Utikon the Bakama Achila, the Suda Shabbos, Nikras Tedusa de Malka, Shehuka Achilas Karbara Shehupik Dusha. When you have your meal on Shabbos, and there's Miros, and there's Torah, and God has to show them there's not talk of Lashon Hara, which usually sometimes, unfortunately, that's like the biggest time, because, you know, there's a lot, especially these Shabbos, is, you know, Friday night, it could be, you could have a 5-hour meal. You know, you got, like we said, I think there's a Vort, I forgot who says this, but when it comes to having guests on Shabbos, I'm from New York. 3 hours, that's my wingspan. Come to Florida over here. These people are having meals for 4 or 5 hours. I love people. I also like my pillow, Taka. I need up my Shabbos is spiritually brought up. They're making sure I get a Shabbos nap. I hope that's okay for me to say. So, Baruch Hashem, they have a 3 o'clock mincha here. So you could say, there's 3 o'clock mincha, and there's 3 o'clock nap. I like to do mincha a little later. It's more of a Hasidisha blend. Schmoozing the Shabbos. Very good. Shabbos Malkum Tzilin really says Shabbos stands for that, but also that. Very good. But the whole Indian of Yosef HaTzadik
was to be able to tell his brothers that there's also Kedusha in here. There's also Kedusha, right? Because we know Yosef Tzadok in the Svarim, he represents the Inyan of Kedusha, left-hand column. V'alkin Yosef shenasa achar nisayon merkavel mina tzadok yisod olam. Right, when Yosef was able to beat that test, the Gemara in Sotah said that no one ever would have that test to be Yitzhahara. He implanted within Klal Yisrael the midah of tzaddik, the midah of kedusha, and we should be kedoshim to you, prushim to you, haprishus mina taiva. And Rav Tzadok says in other places that the first sin of the world we know comes from food. The first sin of the world came from Adam and Chava. So to rectify that, to rectify the inyan of that chait is every single time a person eats with a bracha, with kavana. I'm eating not because I'm hungry, I'm eating to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's why he says, peh is gematria mila. All the Svarim say this. Peh 85 is mila 85. Because all the bris of your mouth, the bris of our shmiras, the bris, they all come together. That's what he's trying to teach the brothers in a spiritual way. He was telling his brothers at the end of the day, we're in Mitzrayim over here, but we're gonna have a Shabbos now. We're gonna have a Shabbos Kushan. Maybe you could say that's why they had wine. Good. Moving on to idea number two, which is very connected. Blazer Gelzar quoted his called his son yesterday.
This was on Shabbos.
It was Shabbos. Yeah, Shabbos. Ein Shabbos. Pasuk is v'hachin. Medrash. Medrash was Shabbos. That they were Shabbos. That's why Rav Tzadok says the whole Indian they had this whole meal when Binyamin came down. Was that he wanted to tell him that there's what to do in the physical world to spiritually bring it up. If you think it's a chasidah shepshat, you can look in the Shulchan Aruch. It's the only siman I know by heart, I think. Or one of the only simanim. I believe it's siman reish lamed aleph. It's a very, very small siman. It's one sif. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Cairo, for those people who need a little bit halacha behind the chasidahs, okay, I hear it. He says, how does a person live their life with kedusha? That they make sure that everything they do physically is done with a spiritual tone, with a spiritual perspective. Achila, shtia, halicha, shchiva. In all those words, it's all yudhei, yudhei, bia, halicha, yeshiva. Everything's yudhei, yudhei, yudhei. And the most physical thing, I just went to the bathroom, say an asha yotzer. I'm going to take the most physical thing and make it spiritual. Good. Idea number two from Reb Lezer Geldzahler. And he writes in his Sof Svarim on Chanukah. We say in Al Anisim, v'hiliku neros b'chatzos kachecha. And they lit the candles in the chatzeres of the holy courtyard. And it's brought down in Svarim, and he quotes the B'nai Sasko over here in Maimar Gimel, Ma biyor b'chatzos kachecha. V'ahalo es haneros madligim b'sar heichal. They didn't light the menorah in the chatzeres kachecha, they lit the menorah in the heichal. So why are we talking Al Anisim b'chatzos kachecha? So he says something incredible, mamash. I saw this word, I was like, this is it. Gotta say this. He says at the end of the day, Chatzos Chachecha doesn't just mean that they lit the menorah in the Heichal. Of course, that's what the physical menorah was, that one menorah. But every single Jew is a menorah himself. Every single Jew has the ability to be able to have the Kedusha of the menorah. Every single time you find something spiritual, you're making yourself a menorah. The Hiliko Neros B'chatzos Chachecha, on the bottom line. Tehainu, Shelo Dai Shehulik Ha'or B'Heichal Panima. It's not good enough to just light the menorah inside. I go to the Mikdash, then I go outside, I'm at McDonald's. No, Chas V'Shalom. Ela She'aligo Neiros V'Chas V'Shalchecha, V'Akavanosh Hu Shelo Huluk Ha'or Rak B'Tvaram Shehem Chelek V'Mitzah Mamash. Oh, I'm a Jew only when I'm davening and when I'm learning. But when I'm sitting at home, and I'm fressing, or I'm taking some relaxation time, doesn't matter what's going on. Ela Gam B'Tvaram Tzedadim Hichnisu Or V'Simcha U'Psichas Halev V'Zeo Habir B'Inon Chatzeros Chachecha. Of course, there was one menorah there, says Rav Lezer from the Bnei Saskar. But the whole inyan of the kedusha of Chanukah is to understand that there's kedusha found outside the Beis Midrash. There's kedusha found outside of just learning and davening, doing chesed. There's kedusha in the physical world. Yavin says no. Yavin says no. There's no such thing as holiness. It's all about the body. It's all about the Olympics. It's all about the brains. There's no such thing as a lave. And look what he says in the bottom over here. And he says, this is why, and if you want to get a good biography from Rabbi Yisrael Besser, highly recommended, called Rabbi Blazer. This is how I get so into him from that sefer. Rabbi Yisrael Besser writes for Mishpacha, for those people who read Mishpacha. It's excellent. He says that every time in yeshiva, he always makes sure, there will always be something in between every 1 or 2 weeks. He always makes sure there's Malav Malko, there's a Sheva Brachos, there's a Tish, something to be able to have the boys inspired to, be able to connect it to. Look at what he says over here. It's very important to learn always. He says, now in the days of Chanukah, when the Yevanim won, or they think they won, You're at a Shabbos Suda and you start with a niggun, you start with a dance. You start with a real niggun. And none of this jungle music that Rav Weinberger says. You go to a wedding now, sometimes you don't know if the music is Jewish or not Jewish. The beat could be mamish, the words. Like I heard a song yesterday. It's so fast, goes imesh kachech. Yerushalayim. You're literally talking about Yerushalayim being burning to a fast tune. For me, I'd rather listen to nothing. Because that is spitting on Hashem's face. Talking about Hashem's Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, forget Yerushalayim, and to be able to put a fast tune, but you listen to an Eitah Katz, you listen to a Shlomo Katz, Yosef Karduner, or Simcha Leiner, were they able to put Psukim down to a real, gets you feel closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's mamish taking something really special. That's mamish putting Psukim together. Now, by the way, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I didn't give it to you. He writes, he gives another answer. He says, what does this mean? The Lubavitcher Rebbe, but it's also others. I believe it's on page number 6. If you go to the bottom, page 6. Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Belzer Rebbe. So for those Belzers and for those Lubavitchers, you could pick your team. It's the same Torah. But keep your hand on number 3. So you have it. What does this mean, B'chatzos Kachecha? Av shahadlagas menorah on the bottom, mem vav. Av shahadlagas menorah isa b'fnim v'lo b'chotzer. Even though the menorah is inside your house, on the bottom, page 6. Oh, it's mem vav. Page 6. Yeah, no, I'm going to hold. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. I got a little wild here. Im zos ha'or haya galav atzum kol kach, ad sheya nidam alana shahon de b'chutz ki'ilu hilikar as menorah b'chotzer. The end of the day, says the Belzer Rebbe, but what does it mean b'chotzer is chachecha? That a Jew is able to light the menorah even outside. Those Jews who feel like they're out, they're done, they're not in the Heichal. What does it mean in the Heichal? That at the end of the day, they might have messed up. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, like we said last week. It was 3 months ago. Zan Satamar, like we said last week from the Basayin. We might have messed up. But Chatzeros Kachecha means even those Jews who feel like they're Chatzeros Kachecha, that are on the outside, they're also able still to light. Like we said in the Morinayim last week. Right, Gemara and Shabbos. Now back to 3. Everyone okay? Back to 3. Chav Alf. Shul Gemara says in Shabbos, Chav Alf and Abayis. The Psilos of Shemanim She'em Alikim Behem B'Shabbos, Malikim B'Chanaka. The wicks and the oil that you can't use for Shabbos, you can use for Chanukah. So the Morinayim says, and the Rabbi Lachavitch says, where Shalom comes from, what's the deeper pshat? Each one of us is a Ne'ar Hashem Nishmas Adam. Each one is a candle of God. Each one of us, we have a neshama within us. And maybe it could be every Shabbos we don't feel inspired. The Chanukah comes. Chanukah tells us, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself down. Like there's a sheet on the Gemara to light, like lower than 10 tzvachim. So the Morinayim says there's a special Shar Shechina that comes down in Chanukah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself to those Jews who might not feel like they're in the Heichal, that they're not in it, and that maybe they weren't the tzaddikim, that they wanted to be on an Eilah. Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself down. Chatzeros Kachecha. Let's just stay on the pager because everyone gets like, whoa, he's going from page 2 to 6. Purim's coming too quick. Okay, page 3. Staying on the page. Yismach Yisrael. It's not Hashem, the Rabbi of Alexander. I think we quoted him last week as well. And he quotes the question of the Meiri and Shabbos, and the famous question, why is it that on the first night we light? Truly, the Yontif shouldn't be Chanukah. Truly be 7 days. What's 8? What's 7 and 8? What's going on over here? We found the Pach Shem and Shkoich. So there's a sefer called Ner Lameya, which has 100 answers to this Kasha. Not for now. But I want to focus on the Medrash on the left-hand side. We know Chazal tell us that the Yevonim would make Klai Yisrael, would make the Jews write on their cribs, right? Kisu al keren ha-shor she'en lahem chelek abelik Yisrael, that you have no portion in the God of Israel. He would make it write on the cribs. Well, it's pshat. It seems a little weird, right? Usually, the standard things we hear from the Greeks, no Shabbos, no Rosh Chodesh, no Mila, and no learning, right? What, am I missing anything? Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Mila, Torah. What? Yeah. So what's this going here? She'in lahem chelek alchem Yisrael. What does this mean? Are they nuts? Yavon, their whole philosophy was at the end of the day, there's nothing special about being a Jew. There's nothing special about being a Jew. That's why the world hates us so much, because we feel like we're different. Not in a covetic way. We are different spiritually. We are different people. Like we said last week, me and my father going to the game in Alabama. Right? We went to that game. Father said, we're like everyone here, because we root for the same team. Just because we root for the same football team doesn't mean we're not like everyone here. We the chelel kam yamal mamish. This is what he says on the bottom here. Because the Gemara, Ava pi shechata Yisrael, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, shachelek shebekibel lochata, the door hazeh pegam agam mechelek alaz. Since at the end of the day, we are on a very spiritual level.
The Yavanim wanted to take us and make sure that at the end of the day, forget your God. He doesn't want anything to do with you. But then that's what they would make it right on the cribs, on the kids who were mamash so pure. For us to be able to forget who we are. But we know the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Vav, the machlokes between the mayor, Rabbi Yehuda, Bekach v'kach nikrabanim. Right, Rameir, we hold like Rabbi Meir. Meir's lashon Meir, to light up. Usually in machlokes, we paskin Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, paskin Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Rashba, right? The only Rashba that I know by heart also. 190, Kuf Tzadi, Rav Biderman quotes it. Don't think I know, I just know how to remember two numbers. Rosh Laman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, and the Rashba, Kuf Tzadi, I think, 190. Rabbi Huda says, no, you only consider Hashem's child when you do the right thing. If you don't do the right thing, you're not getting a Chanukah person that night. Unfortunately, my kid's crying at the menorah every night. So like, if you behave, you're not going to get a present. That doesn't work for our generation. Like, you still have to give. But at the end of the day, the Rebbeinu Shem was like, no, bekach v'kach nikrabanim. V'pach nikrabi meir. And the Kubrina Rebbe said, listen to his words. The Kubrina Rebbe said, it's a mitzvah lefarsim lis rashba. Look it up, Kuf Tzadi. A mitzvah lefarsim lis rashba. Persume nisa. To tell Klai Yisrael, to tell Jews outside. Okay, you might have messed up. You didn't keep Shabbos. You might have messed up. It's not an excuse. This was not Christianity. There's no confession here. But at the end of the day, lift up your life to understand that a Jew is a Jew no matter what. Like the Chiddush Harim says, every Jew has something called a Magin Avraham. There's a Shilin of Avraham Avinu inside every single one of us. And no matter what we can do, you could run away to Mars and to Venus. You can never take a Jew out of a Jew. You stop keeping Shabbos and stop keeping Kippur and Chanukah, nothing. But a Jew is a Jew no matter what. And that Jew is always going to come back. The Jews always has something, that fire, that menorah, that wants to come back. And that's what he says on page 4 over here. He says, on the bottom, by the way, I got very underlined, I told you. Whenever you see me underlined, means I got very excited. Anyone who wants to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yuchal is close to Tshuva Shlema. Could be that he's mamish involved in terrible things. Maybe just regular, many things. A person wants to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he could come. This is the time. He could bring the holiness upon himself, right? The code word, I think the past 4 pages, I think it's just one word. Kedusha, Kedusha, Kedusha. You could bring it back to yourself. Amen. He says that the whole idea of being a Jew is that to understand that a Jew is a Jew no matter what, and a Jew can come back, and that's what the Kedusha's lady says. Right, we say that bracha every night. Sha'asa nisim navaseinu b'yom ha'mehem b'zman. You did the miracles in this time. What's going on over here? Kedusha Levi says that the same miracle that happened in Hanukkah, the same Kedusha of Hanukkah, is happening every single year. When you light the menorah tonight, as Hashem, in an hour and a half, your house doesn't just become a house. Your house, mamash, becomes a makom mikdash. Your house becomes mamash, a base of mikdash. You're lighting the menorah. And that's what the Ramban says by Aaron HaKohen. I know we're getting a little all over the place. Right, Aaron Cohen's very upset by that he's not able to give the kabbarnas to the Nesiim. Right, the laning that we do. And one of Chodesh Baruch says, "Shalcha Godem Shalahem." Your menorah is going to be forever. Your mitzvah is going to be forever. There's not going to be kabbarnas forever, but the menorah is going to be lived forever. And your children, the Chashbonoim, the Kohanim, are going to be the ones to rededicate. That's what the penimius of Shalcha Godem Shalahem means. Shalcha Godem Shalahem means that your mitzvah, the menorah, is going to be lit forever, for the through the Chashbonoim and through Klal Yisrael. Page number 5. Page number 5 is from Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, Rav Cook's Sefer on the Gemara Brachos. So we know the Gemara Brachos tells us that the children of Yosef Tzadik, the Lo Shalta Ba'ein Abisha, right? We had the ability to rise above the ability of the Ayin Hara. So he says a beautiful pshat on the left hand side that every single one of us has something called Yosef Tzadik within us. We have the ability to be a Nefesh Penimis. That's Rav Cook's like main word. Always. Nefesh penimis, a spiritual Jew. Not just davening, check, learning, check, Shabbos, check. No. A spiritual Jew. Look what he says over here on the line that starts, Pesgula Zu. She Yosef, on one line up. She Yosef, a kikne lenaf sho'oz, shegam banav achrov, zocha Pesgula Zu, mimena Peschuso. That because what Yosef Atzadik did, and when he was able to rise to the occasion, off and not get involved with Potiphar, and be able to stand strong in Mitzrayim, he gave over the ability for us to be able to stand, to be able to have that kedusha, to have that skula, to be strong,
shelo yispal meuma mikol eshtalos harasha la'aviro miderach hashlemus va'atzedek. Be able to not be affected by the American way or the Western culture way. He doesn't say American, but you know what I mean. Not to be affected by the culture around us. Be able to rise above the ayin hara. This doesn't just mean ayin hara. It means to rise above the ra of the world. For us to be able to realize that every single one of us have a Yosef Tzadik within us. We have the ability to be able to rise above. That's why the Megal Muka says, Yosef, if you take the Gematria for the people who like Gematria, you like it. For the people who don't yet like Gematria, I give you a bracha that you should be zocha to like Gematria, Mitzvah Hashem. The people, like, there are a bunch of haters out there. That's not like you say Gematria, it's like you like quoted Hitler. Chill. I'm not like quoting, like putting a Gematria on a Gemara. Gematria of Yosef is Gematria 156, which is exactly Gematria Melech Yavon. Megal Muka says 156. Antiochus, his whole essence was against Yosef. Against him. There's no such thing as Kedusha. Yosef Atzadik, and this is why we read these parshiyos during Chanukah. Because their whole essence, there's no such thing as spirituality. There's no such thing as being a nefesh pnimis. There's no such thing as a siyam hashas. There's no such thing as this. There's no such thing. Every single Jew is a regular person. But Yosef Atzadik comes and tells us, no, you have the ability to be able to rise up to the occasion. Where did Yosef get this from? Where did Yosef get this from? Right, we know he was the Ben Zakunim. He got it from Yaakov Avinu. Where did Yaakov get it from? Yaakov got it from Yitzchak. That Ko Yezarecha, you're able to rise above the rest of the world. You're able to rise above. Right, Ko Yezarecha. It's from said Ko Chafei. It's Chanukah. It's Remes to Chanukah. That Yotzei Yosei Chutza. Avram Hakadosh Baruch Hu lifts up Avram. The Yonas VeYotzei Chutza. Yosef went outside. He was also lifted above. Every single one of us. I said this in the past. I don't know, 2 weeks ago. We're not just living in a teva to grow. We're living lamalam in a teva. When we learn, when we daven, we're able to change things. I have a kid in my class, I hope they don't listen to this. The kid in my class, one of my classes, he has brain cancer. Mamish. Second time around. He comes to me and says to me, Rabbi, Hashem knows I'm only wearing the tzitzis. Because I want to be cured. But at the end of the day, he knows that I'm only wearing it because I'm doing it for the wrong reasons. So I said, first off, thank you very much for talking. So mamish, crazy thing, 8th grade, mamish. I said, at the end of the day, every doctor could tell you whatever they want, but if Rabbeinu Shem wants you to be cured, you can be cured. And the fact that you're still able to put on tzitzis, and after everything you've been through, I'm inspired. Even if you're doing it for the wrong reasons. It's incredible, you're still able to do that. That's a kid who understands, okay, he's saying the words that he's all doing for the wrong reasons, but down deep in his neshama, he knows at the end of the day that's the right thing to do. He's just saying that at the end of the day he thinks he's doing it for the wrong reasons. The fact is he's able to still put on tzitzis when he still has to go through chemo twice. Kidding me? It's unbelievable. It's incredible. That's a chelok mimal mamish. That's being a Yosef Tzadik. That's rising above. And every doctor in the world can tell you there's no chance, there's no chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the doctor. And last time I checked, Rafeinu doesn't say Sloan Kettering. It says Roifei Cholei Mo Yisrael. There's only one Roifei. Sloan Kettering is very nice. And do amazing chesed and do amazing stuff. There's only one Rofe, and that's the Rabbonu Shem. The Rabbonu Shem wants to be cured, to be cured. Malam in a teva. That's what it means to be a Jew. Page 6. We don't have so much time. We got to move here, but it's getting a little off topic today. I apologize. So we say in Alanisim, Masarti on the bottom, Mem Hey. Masarti Tumeim Biyat Tahorim, Rosham Biyat Tzadikim. So he says such a beautiful vort. Who is this from? He says a very nice vort. Mem Hey, it was Mem Hey. Mem Hei is from the Zera Kodesh. He says, what does it mean, Masar to Tamei Biyat Tahorim? Right, we always feel like, at the end of the day, that's talking about the Greeks against the Jews. He doesn't say that. He says, Shakarish Baruch Hu Masar Gamas Yehudim HaMisyavnim Shayevonim HaShchichu Mehem HaSator Biyat Tahorim HaSidikim 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 HaSidikim. He says, when he says Masar to Tamei Biyat Tahorim, the Tamei doesn't refer to the Greeks, and the Rabim and the Sham doesn't refer to the Greeks, and the Zedim doesn't refer to the Greeks. Who do those people refer to? It refers to those Jews who were Misyavna, were those people who led the Greeks into the temple, who led them into the Beis HaMikdash, who were getting Greekanized. What's the word? Hellenized? Ooh, fancy word. Guy got a 1050 on his SATs. Very nice. He got Hellenized. Ooh. Those people were able to, through the Tzadikim, through the Chashmonaim, they were changed people. The Tanaim does not refer to the impure. It doesn't refer to the Greeks. It refers to those Jews who were Misyavna themselves. Because at the end of the day, they saw their bonus and mamish in the world. They saw Kadosh Baruch Hu say, wow, this is what it means to be a Jew. I'm done with this Greek culture. I'm done with it. I want to be a Yid. And they were able to be changed because through that one small family, the Chashmonoi family.
So next time we say Al Anisim, the deeper pshat, Tameim doesn't mean the Tameim Greeks. Tameim means the Jews. The Jews, Beat Horam, who were changed because of the Tzaddikim. And the Zaydim, the Zaydim doesn't refer to the Greeks. It refers to the Jews. The Jews who were uplifted, Biyad Oiskis Orsecho. They started learning more Torah. Now, 7 and 8, Levi. I apologize if I got away from the Parsha, but I started with the Parsha. Is that good enough? Is that okay? So if you go to the title, it says, Miketz and Shabbos Chanukah Gems. I was Yotze the Parsha, but Mamish the Parsha, is Mitzrayim is this whole essence. What Yavin is, Mitzrayim makes it much, much worse. It's the same Tumah. It's the same impurity. Kedushas Levi asks, he quotes the Beis Yosef, Simon Tov Reish Ayin, Lama Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, why is there 8 days? Should be 7. And he writes that really the first day we know there's a lot of answers to this. The first day is from the war, and the last 7 was from the oil. And then he writes an amazing thing. He says the only reason why the miracle happened of the war was because of the oil. The oil, the menorah, caused the war for us to have hatzlach in it on the left hand side. Rosh eschus hamenorah garam hatzala umitzas hamenorah higin aleim. The whole reason we won the war is because of the menorah. And that protected us. The reason why we are physically saved because of the spiritual miracle, because of the oil. Don't think it's just 1 and 7. No, no, no. The reason why we have the 1 is because of the 7. The reason why we went with the physical war is because of the spiritual victory. Is because there was tshuva being done. Because there were Jews who wanted to become close to their Bnei Hashem. There were Jews who still wanted to be able to continue on. Mizrahi says there's something special by the menorah, page 9. He writes such a beautiful mashal. He says that when the son is away from their father, a person doesn't have those on the second paragraph. You don't see your father, you don't have that missing feeling. But what happens when that son comes back for the first time, that father comes back for the first time? Or you know that after that summer vacation, or your grandchildren come from New York or from wherever they live, they come to Florida. The kevan shu ba lachatzav ruas aviv derech hachalonos, and you see that your father from the derech hachalon, which the svarim say halik ner chanukah, right? For those people who have the lashon from the Arizal chalon, the halik ner chanukah is chalon roshi tevosh. Ve'ei manichem mosam liknos lefnam etzal aviv. The son's not able to go in. You don't have the besamitosh. But what happens? We have the reminder of that love of the menorah. Yesh lo gagum ala av, yesh la av like a gagum ala ben. The father and son aren't able to be physically together, but you put the menorah by the windowsill. It's like that. It's a scene. I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie Home Alone. I know. I don't know people's backgrounds here. I know my background. There's a movie called Home Alone. This kid gets with his parents to leave him home alone by himself. See, these robbers come try to steal the kid, steal everything from whatever. There's a scene at the end of the movie. If I'm able to save. I don't know if it'll quote Torah. It's Mamish Torah. There's a scene at the end of the movie where he comes back with his mother. That scene, Mamish, is the whole essence of what Chanukah is all about. We can Mamish be in. I know you don't know this. I know you don't know the movie. I don't have time. Exactly. We don't have time. Girkas at the Yankas, okay? At the end of the. You weren't happy about the Cowboys Eagles thing when I quoted that last week also. So now 2 weeks in a row you're not happy. Cowboys Eagles and Home Alone. Shkoich. At the end of the day. There's a scene where the son and the mother are able to come together. That's the menorah. That even could be that we could be in the darkest galus, we still remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mizrahi of Moshe Wolfson writes on page 9, and he says, at the end of the day, the pasuk says, and ending up with the parsha, Halokim matzas avon avadecha, right? The brothers say, the top of the right-hand column, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw our avon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that at the end of the day, we messed up. And this is why we're getting through this whole gullus about this random guy who's making us go through this terrible, terrible stuff. He's making us Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's making us forget who we are. He's getting us payback. And he writes how at the end of the day, every single Jew has to understand that Zos Chanukah is the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Zos Chanukah. We know it's Monday night. It's Sunday night, Monday. Keep Zos Chanukah. He ikar gemar chsima lahashpil masher kashulim so behem zchus. Every Jew has the ability to come back to the Bnei Hashem. Every Jew has the chelik l'kamim mamash. That the Greeks wanted to take that away. At the end of the day, the Jew says, no, the Jewish people are forever. Klal Yisrael is forever. Our connection to the Bnei Hashem is forever. I have 2 minutes just to chazer. We start off from Rav Meir Shapiro. My Chanukah, what's Chanukah? The Tanur Rabbanan. My Chanukah, what's Chanukah about? The Tanur Rabbanan, learning Torah, what we're able to do right here. What we're doing right here.
Maybe we could say that's why. Maybe I could say that's why the Siyum HaShas is mamish right after Chanukah. We saw from another rabbi from the Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok and Rav Meir Shapiro definitely overlapped. Rav Tzadok says the whole Indian of the Tavach Tavav Bahachin that happened on Shabbos. The whole Indian of Yosef Atzag was to show his brothers that there's an Indian of connection connecting the world, the Aretz and Shemaim. To be able to be uplifted by the world, to live spiritual lives. And that's why on page 2, Rabbi Lazar Geldar quotes of B'nai Saskar. What does it mean? They lit the menorah in the Heichal. It says B'nai Saskar, no, that a Jew is able to be able to light up their lives with Kedusha. That even though you could be a Jew in shul, you could also be a Jew at home. Chatzos Kachacha means you would be able to take Kedusha wherever you go. This is what the Yismach Yisrael said on page 3 and 4. The Greeks are so adamant, they even put it on the cribs of the Jews. That you don't have a chelik in the God of Israel, and right, that's why it says Hashur. Where's Hashur Furu? Hashur, if you look at the brachas Vayechi, Hashur refers to Yosef. He wants us to forget who we are. But it says the Yismach, so no, a Jew is able to come back. The Bon Shem lowers himself out on the Mori Naim. The Pesils, the Shemana, Shein, Ligli, Megim, HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch says, no, you could come back. And Chanukah is the reminder of that. And that's why on page 5, when Rav Kook says the whole Indian, by Yosef Tzach, is able to rise above the Ayin Hara. It doesn't just mean Ayin Hara. It means the Ra of the world. And every single one of us have the ability to be uplifted from the Kedusha of Yosef Tzach. And that's what he said by Alan Isim. The Zerah Kodesh, the Rapshutzer said, what does it mean? It doesn't mean the Yevanim. It means those Jews who were Tamei, and those Jews who were Rishonim, and those Jews who were Zaydim. They were uplifted. They remembered who they were. They remembered they were Menorah. They remembered they were Chelek HaKamim HaMamesh. They remembered they were a Jew. And that's what Chanukah is all about. And that's exactly what the Kedushas Levi says on page 7 and 8. That Gaguim, the Gagum of a father, we're not physically able to be together. But the whole reason why we won the war was because of that spirituality, because of that connection, that eternal connection, that Lamala Minateva connection, us between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. And that's exactly what the Ramosha Wilson says, that every Jew, we might have the Elohim Natsu as Avon Abadecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu might see the Avonos inside of us, but he knows down deep that every single one of us have a soul. And just like we came into this world pure, we want to come out of this world as Hashem after 120. But Chanukah is the time for us to be able to remember that we have Kedusha surrounding in our lives, and the Greeks want us to forget that. And our job is to be able to rise above the world and be able to manage to live passionate lives, live passionate Judaism. Like they say from the Sfasemes, and I'll close with this, Yisrael is Gematria 541, for those Gematria lovers. Yisrael is Gematria 541. If you take Ish, take the fire out of a Jew, you take Ish, take the Yavan, take the menorah out of a Jew, take Ish 301 minus 541, you're left with 240. Left with a Malik. Left with Yavan. At the end of the day, Judaism. But our job is to be passionate Jews, committed Jews. Thursday Jews. Monday and Wednesday, it's very easy when Rabbi Goldberg comes. Who's coming out Thursday, Taka? To hear, not the Himei, our sugar mitzvah. That's what it means to be a Yid. Remember, my tefillah to Hashem is to be always zocha, to remember who we are, to remember, and Be'ez Hashem, to always know we can find Kedusha in everything we do, Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach, Shabbos, Lev Tuchanukah.